Would you join me in prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Stag O'Lee is an American folk hero, like John Henry or Paul Bunyan or Davy Crockett. He's got songs and everything. Stag O'Lee was a bad man. And when I say that he was bad, I mean he was the baddest around. Nobody could mess with Stag O'Lee. He was a black man living in a white man's world. But when his parents sat him down for the talk, explained to him what it was going to mean for him to live according to the white man's rules, Stag O'Lee said, yeah, I'm not doing any of that. People said that Stag O'Lee left home when he was just 4 years old, with nothing but a deck of cards and a guitar and his famous Stetson hat. And he made his living gambling and playing the blues, and nobody, white or black, nobody could mess with Stag O'Lee. People said that once on a riverboat, when he was playing cards, a white man messed with his famous Stetson hat, and that was the last thing that man ever did. People said that when the lawmen came to arrest Stag O'Lee, he tied up the barrels of their guns like shoelaces. People said that death himself had to come down to pick up this outrageous man, and Stag O'Lee, he took the Grim Reaper's sickle, wrapped it around death's neck, and then tied it up full Windsor. Stag O'Lee was a bad man, and when I say bad, I mean he was the baddest around. He was a black man living in a white man's world, but nobody could mess with Stag O'Lee. Stag O'Lee is an American folk hero, like John Henry or Paul Bunyan or Davy Crockett. He's got songs and everything. A lawless man who looked at the unjust rules of his day and said, I'm not doing any of that. Stag O'Lee's stories inspired people to resist unjust laws, to begin to believe, even just a little bit, to believe that just because wrong has the power of law, that doesn't make it right. Stag O'Lee's stories, they're not stories about a saint. They aren't. If you try to look at Stag O'Lee's stories through a moral lens, you're going to miss the whole point of Stag O'Lee's stories. Stag O'Lee is not a saint because not everybody is a saint. But anybody can be on the side of God. All you need to be on the side of God is to do something good. And the good that Stag O'Lee did was to resist unjust laws, to inspire people to resist unjust laws, to believe, maybe even just a little bit, that just because wrong has got the power of the law, that doesn't make it the right. Stag O'Lee's stories, they start being told around maybe 1895 in this country, when the KKK was trying to achieve with terror what the Confederacy couldn't achieve at the ballot box or on the battlefield. At times when the laws of the land were being turned against black people, when law and order meant a white man's order was the law, that's when people told stories about Stag O'Lee. Folk hero days. Samson was a folk hero too. Samson was a bad man, and when I say bad, I mean he was the baddest around. Nobody could mess with Samson. He was a Hebrew living in a time when the people were being ruled by wicked men. Now, people said that when these wicked men tried to capture Samson, they locked the gates and barred them against Samson, and Samson picked the gates up on his shoulders and carried them away 40 miles uphill. God was on his side, which is to say, Samson was doing good. And when you're doing good, you're on the side of God. The story of Samson, it is about how when you're on the side of God, you cannot lose. Can't be done. People said that Samson once fought 1,000 wicked men all by himself with nothing but a donkey's jawbone. He was on the side of God. People said that when those wicked men finally caught Samson, they tried to make him dance to entertain the fancy folks, and Samson said, "Oh, just give me a minute to get my strength. Give me a minute to lean against this wall. Give me a minute to lean against this load-bearing wall." And he brought that whole castle down on their heads. Samson was a bad man, and when I say bad, I mean he was the baddest around. Nobody could mess with Samson. He's a folk hero from the Bible, true, but a folk hero nonetheless. And like other kinds of folk heroes, it doesn't matter that Samson isn't a saint. It actually helps. It actually helps because not everyone is a saint. The Samson stories are showing that if even this guy can be on the side of God, then maybe I can be too. Samson stories were being told at a time when the country was deciding between capitulation to the Assyrian invaders and resistance. Samson stories, they're being told first around the 8th century or 7th century BCE. This was a time when the nation had split in two, top and bottom, with half of them capitulating to Assyria, worshiping Assyrian gods, paying tribute to an unfit, cruel monarch. A lot of people were doing everything that they could to stay on the Assyrians' good side, doing whatever they asked, hoping that capitulation would result in their being less worse off. Some people, they were trying to find the courage to do good in the world, and that's the time when Samson's stories start being told. That's when Samson's stories start coming into the Bible. Samson is not a saint. He's not a moral exemplar. If you try to look at the Samson stories through a moralistic lens, you're going to miss the whole point. Samson is not a saint. Not everyone is a saint. But everyone can be on the side of God. Because if you achieve some good, if you do some good in the world, you are on the side of God because God desires good for all the people. It's not complicated. God desires good for all the people. Those who do good, who help their neighbors, who help make the world better, they are on the side of God. Their goals are the same as God's goals, and so they can achieve results far beyond what would actually make sense. Because when you're pursuing God's goals in the world, you cannot lose. Can't be done. This is what folk hero stories are for. Whether it's Samson or Stagolee, a folk hero is larger than life for people who feel small. A folk hero is imperfect. A folk hero is imperfect for a people who are being told that unless they are perfect, they have no business out making a difference. A folk hero does some good, achieves some good for a people who are afraid that they can't do anything. Folk hero days. Friends, we are in folk hero days. We're called to goodness, to doing good, to achieving good in the world. And that is a sign that you're on the side of God. It's, in fact, one of the fruits of the Spirit, specifically goodness. Goodness is one of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit's actions in a person's life. Goodness, that is, the achieving of actual good in the world, the achieving of good in other people's lives, achieving good, whether large or small, this puts you on the side of God because the achieving of good in the world is itself a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do that one again. The achieving of good in the world, this is itself a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Goodness, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. God is at work in the world. This is part of what we claim. God is at work in the world, and so there is literally nothing that can stop you from doing good in the world. Because being on the side of God, you cannot lose. Can't be done. Folk hero days. We've had plenty. Samuel Adams, folk hero. We senior ministers, we get one little line. Samuel Adams gets a whole triangle. And this is what he did. This is what he did for the revolution. Samuel Adams, he's often painted sort of like pointing at important words or things like that. The Sons of Liberty would give Samuel Adams a big stack of cash, and he would go to a bar, and he would buy a lot of people, way too much beer, and then he would get up on a table and start making incendiary anti-British speeches. And then once everybody was fired up, he would send them out into the streets to cause trouble for the Redcoats. Meanwhile, Sam Adams would go to the next bar and keep spending his giant pile of cash and do it all over again. This is how he spent his Saturday nights. And then Sunday nights, he's in church singing. He was literally a rabble-rouser. That is what he did for the revolution. Samuel Adams was bad, and when I say bad, I mean he was the baddest around. He was on the side of God, and so he succeeded beyond all reasonable expectations. Not a saint, more like a folk hero. Laura Everett is a real person, not a historical figure, not from the Bible. Laura Everett, living, awesome person. Laura Everett, not a saint, more like a folk hero. Laura is the executive director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches, currently suing the federal government. The federal government saying, well, we're going to arrest and deport people, even if they're sitting in the church praying. How dare they? Laura, meanwhile, is out there with the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, UNO reversing that whole thing in order to halt all of that across the nation, being present for a federal case in D.C. And then, because there's no filming in federal court, she is courtroom sketching some of the more critical moments, then in an airport bathroom, changing to get back to TD Garden for that same night because she's also a sports reporter. Do some people just have more hours in their day than I do? Laura Everett is bad. And when I say bad, I mean she is the baddest around. She is on the side of God and succeeding beyond all reasonable expectations. Perhaps in these folk hero days that we are living in, you are wondering, what can I possibly do that would make a difference in the face of all of this? Something that's made you feel small. Repay no one evil for evil, but do good. To outdo one another in zeal for goodness in the world. You might host a family of migrants for even one night, or usher here at church, be the first person to smile at someone in who knows how long, to be the first person who has been honestly glad to see a stranger, who has been honestly glad that they have come in who knows how long. To be with one another, to ask after the good of your neighbor, to know and care about the things in a person's life that is filling them up and draining them down, to do some good. If you are doing some good, you are on the side of God. Because goodness is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Goodness in the world is God herself acting. If you do good in the world, if you set yourself to doing good in the world, you literally cannot lose. Can't be done. To do good in the world, this allows us, this allows God to succeed beyond all reasonable expectation. Because this is the God of wonder whom we serve. Thanks be to God for that indescribable gift. Amen.